something that's required in the pimp game, or is this just something that you did, you know, to sort of keep your women in line, or how would you really describe that?
Well, one thing about me is, let me get it understood here, I never had to beat the girls for money or anything like that, because they wanted to do everything they could, man. I had some serious prostitutes. I mean, top of the line, you know, it wasn't none of this $100 stuff. I mean, we really had girls bringing $5,000, $10,000 a night and stuff, which people thought I was so big like a drug dealer. That's how fast I would get money. So I never had to beat them or nothing like that. But fighting is like a quartier. You know, it's like the jewelry, the clothes, and all that, the cars is a quartier. It do happen. It's part of the game. You know what I mean? Because you got to establish a certain thing. You got to establish some fear in that female in order to get that respect.
Speaker right, man, and they know when they leave the studio is not right. So you got trash in the south, but everything on the east ain't just jamming either. Believe me, I'm listening. I'm at the internet. I know what's going down. And for the record, I spent a whole bunch of time in Brooklyn. My people is Large Jamal from Brand New. You know what I'm saying? I spent a bunch of time up here in the 90s, and everything I saw going into this music was that all of the rappers pretty much that was having money and having success with supporting each other. We'll be right back.
Take the flight, and the DJ makes it right. Something's dead, but ain't really dead, but you really We'll be right back. into this to press up a mass amount of records. I'm not into this to be traveling around the motherfucking world. I'm not into this to impress anybody. I'm into this for my own heart and soul. A lot of people, after work, you gotta go home, you take a bath. A lot of people go home, you fuck your wife. A lot of people go home, you cut your grass. I go home, and I fuck that motherfucking MPC all fucking night. Probably 10% of the stuff I actually do. Just because I go home and turn it on and fuck with it doesn't mean I'm making a track for the next EP. It's just something I like to touch and feel. It feels good to me. You know, a lot of people ask me if I'm married or how come you got all these women around you and all this. No, these are beautiful women that help me inspire myself. My bitches and my hoes is my NPCs. My SB-1200, my bass, my keyboard, them are my bitches and them are my hoes. I turn them motherfuckers on at night, I turn them bitches off at night. Them bitches go out there and make my motherfucking money. I send them bitches over there to take care of my business, that's why I'm here. Them my hoes.